Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Here we are, 9/24/2022. Still moving on, still trying to get the information out. This is radio. Today is Village Repair. That's what we're talking about today. This is our national anthem to Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. That is the age of freedom has come. That's our national anthem. Something that you have to work for. And I'm going to just give it to you, you know. Evil don't want people to be free. They want people under their control, okay? Well, I'm going to try to be as consistent as possible here, but there's a lot of things going on. But we're here today. And always, always, we always talk about love. We need that love so much because this culture teaches obsessionism and don't teach you how to love each other. Love is a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week process. You know, you don't just say, oh, baby, I love you. You know, it's, oh, I love this group. No, you have to learn how to love first. You'll learn what they like, what they don't like, what they eat, what they don't eat, you know, what makes them happy, what makes them sad. And you have to constantly push the buttons that make the people happy, not sad, okay? Because the heart, now you might not know this, the heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain. I'm going to say that again. The heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain. And a heart gives off hormones when things don't feel right, things don't go right, you know? A lot of times you can bump into a person that remind you of somebody that did something, and right away the hormones kick in and you don't like that person. Person ain't done nothing to you, but they remind you of an episode that you had with somebody else. And you and that person are not going to get along, you know? A lot of times it happens when we go from one mate to another. You have to try to, you know, they're trying to see or you're trying to convince them that you're not the other guy or that you're not the other girl. You know what I mean? You're not going to do to them what the other person did to them. You're somebody different. And this is part of the problem with breakups and getting together with somebody else. Because you want to make sure that they're not like the person that you broke up from in different groups, whether religious groups or non-religious groups, okay? When you leave that group and you're looking for another group, you're doing everything you can to make sure that you're not getting right back into the same situation. You're not going from the frying pan to the fire, you know? So when you loving a person, right? You know everything there is about them. And if you don't know, you begin to study all the little small details. That's what works, you know? And these are lessons that's hard learned to most of us that are in and out of relationships, you know? What size clothes they wear, what size clothes they like. How do they like to dress? What makes them dress? Are they dressing to appeal to you or dressing to appeal to themselves? If they're dressing to appeal to you, then you have to let them know what you like so they can wear more of it. And if dressing to appeal to themselves, right, you have to, the hardest thing to do, especially for a guy, is critique women's clothes. Oh, boy. They say, well, how I look in this and how I look in that. And you're saying, you know, it don't matter to me how you look at any of that stuff as long as you're comfortable with it. But we don't say that. We say, that looks okay. That looks nice, you know. But it's a process that you go through when you're actually loving someone. Because there's a lot to learn, you know. When you meet somebody, oh, love at first sight. Oh, boy. Here we go with the obsession, you know. You love at first sight, but that first normally the first person that you meet, that's not the real person. Because there's three people in that one person. The first person is the one that they want you to see. They're trying to impress you. They're trying to win you over, putting on little airs. You know, that's the first person. The second person is the one that's begin to sort of influence what's going on with the relationship because they want it to be a certain way, and they kind of influence in the whole thing so they can turn out pretty much the way they like it, you know, which is okay. Nothing wrong with being in a relationship the way you like it. The third person is actually who they are, the person that you have to get to know. Same thing when you join groups. They're baiting you. I want you to see who you are, what's going on, you know? But then you get in the group, join the group, and you get to feel exactly what's going on in there. And you say, oh, boy, here we go again. You know, I've done it again. So you got to do a little research, you know, when you're dealing with people, when you're dealing with groups, you know? Because if you want the groups to be successful, you have to learn how to deal with the group so that everything is more positive than negative. If it's constantly negative, 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 oh, boy, what you're attracting to the group is not going to help the group so much, you know? Although a lot of negative people out there, and they're looking for negative groups. I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of people out there. They don't like nobody. They like themselves, you know? So that's one of the reasons why when people say, I want somebody to love me the way they love themselves, I'll say, oh, no. Some people hate themselves. You don't want them to love you the way they love themselves. I tell them to love me the way Jesus loved people. Then we're on the road, you know? We got an example of how to love each other, you know? So, I normally talk 5 minutes about love, and I'm over already. It's such a big topic and so important, you know, that we need to. I'm gonna do a whole hour on it again. I don't know when because I got episodes on love that you can go in and check out, you know. But we got more. We got some other important things that's going on. For instance, the topic of the show today is the village is broken. We're going to be talking about that for a minute, you know. Why are you so worried about the village? When Joshua was out there beating people up, doing what he had to do, he had a village to support him. And a village is very different than a community, okay? A village is people-based. Some shows on television are trying to show you the village mindset. When a new neighbor moves in, they bring them a dish over and they invite them to a little barbecue and all that. That's basically getting into the village mindset. You know, community, they're not interested in having you over as much as they are what you're driving, what kind of work you're doing, how much money you're making. Can you keep up so our neighborhood don't go down? It's all about money. See, communities is economic based. And villages are people based. That's the difference between the two. And our villages are broken. When I was growing up, we had that village mindset in our neighborhood. We never locked our doors. Nobody would dare think about going to somebody's house stealing anything in the neighborhood, you know? We never sassed an adult. All adults was respected, you know, because they'll beat you and send you home, you get another beat. You know what I mean? So it was different. That's how the village worked. Everybody's raising everybody's children. If we see a child out there doing something they ain't got no business doing, everybody, we all know the children. We would call. We would have the parents phone. We would call, yo, I've seen Billy out there doing so-and-so, so-and-so, you know? So we were constantly watchful whatever we were doing in the neighborhood because all the parents seemed to be working together, you know, to look out for the neighborhood or to protect the children. That's a village-based system, okay? So it was a small town. No, it don't have to be a small town. It could be a large city. You know, in Africa, certain tribes was as big as the city of Philadelphia. These were all relatives, cousins, aunts, uncles, as large as the city of Philadelphia. That's how big some of those tribes was, okay? But they're not, a lot of this history you're not getting because they don't want you to know all this stuff because In a community-based system, the wicked can come in and have a good time taking your stuff, taking your houses, taking this, taking that, corrupting the officials in the government inside the city. Oh, they love community-based systems. They can have a ball, you know? So we have to begin to switch back to the village-based system. The village is broken. How do we do that? Well, each individual can come out of your house one day on a weekend, knock on the doors, introduce yourself to the people on your block, everybody on your block. You know what I mean? Not just one person, but every go down your block. Introduce yourself to the people. Check in with your block captain, okay? Find out about some of the people that's in the neighborhood, you know, the children and all that kind of stuff, you know? Learn about the, and then start going from block to block. Have one block captain deal with the next, another block captain. Have meetings, have block captain meetings. Have block leadership meetings, you follow what I'm saying? Then the village will begin to take shape. The village will begin to form, and that's what you want. You want to bring back the village mindset. But it starts with you as an individual. It starts with the I, not the we. It starts with the I, okay? I have to go out and meet these people and meet everybody and talk to them and see what's going on. And if everybody activate that I, then everybody be out there trying to bring things together and try to do things, okay? Like I'm saying, when I'm on the air, I'm scheduled for an hour, but sometimes I don't know if I'll be able to do an hour, but we're going to be here as long as possible, okay? Now, the economic system is where the class system is controlled. And you have sexism and racism, all this stuff going on in this economic system, because you'd be amazed at what people will do when their belly is empty. You will be amazed at what people will do when their belly is empty, okay? When they're hungry, I mean, that hunger make people do some strange and weird things, okay? Fear of losing that economic base make you do some strange and weird things, okay? And like I said, negative people come together. You got a lot of negative people that they'll come together, race or whatever they can hate on. Oh, they right there. And as long as you give me an enemy to fight or an enemy to deal with, oh, I'm loving it, you know, but that's not how everything works. Okay, you have to. We got a problem here. You have to. excuse me for a second. You have to deal with things the way they're coming up. Now we're going to got a little trouble here, so we're going to go to one of our songs that's on my album. It's on Amazon, Walmart has it, it's on Spotify, it's everywhere out there. And this song is off the album, we're going to play it for you right quick. It's called Jesus is the Love of My Life, okay? There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steady friends, preachers, and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you so.
Jesus is the love of my life. He didn't just save me once or twice.
Yeah.
Songs off my album. Like I said, it's out there, it's on the market. If you want to just listen to it, you can go to YouTube. 911 Jesus Emergency Jesus Come on Elohim Christ. That's the name I'm floating out there as me. Elohim Christ, that's who I am. Elohim means the God within. Christ is one who was crystallized in the oneness with the Most High. Okay? Let's think about that. That's why Jesus said, "He who eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I do, you can do." Come on. You're going to believe on him, right? Come on. Well, let's get into this. See, the Bible is an empire-building book, not a religious book. I'm going to say it again. The 1% of them, they're going to be mad at me. I'm going to be surprised they start shutting everything down. Right now, I can't send no text, can't receive no text on none of my lines. You know, it might get a little worse than that. Who knows? But I'm teaching. I shouldn't use the word teaching because I'm not qualified to teach anybody. My job is to bring you to the Christ consciousness so that you can accept the consciousness which permeates the entire universe, so that when you ask questions, you can get answers, okay? But as long as you're a believer, that creates a problem, because you believe in that nonsense that these people are telling you out there, and you begin to have trouble, okay? Let's deal with Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is literally the science of slavery. Now, how do we take Deuteronomy, reshape it, and use it to help build an empire, a global empire for the planet, okay? It is one little group, the chosen people, and they set certain standards up for them, and they're the ones that's buying and selling people into slavery and all that. This is Deuteronomy now. You read it for yourself. What we can do, okay? Psalm 82:6, you're all God. You got to stop thinking like men and women. Stop thinking like the God that you are. If you are a God, when you look at Deuteronomy, you say, now, wait a minute. How can I use this book to make it better for everybody? Make all 6 billion people the chosen people, not just one little group. Make everybody the chosen people, okay? And that way, there will be equal justice handed out, you know? Right now, all of the trouble that the Yiddish went through, coming through Germany and all that there, and they done took the Palestinians' land, call themselves Jews. I mean, you got to remember, you go into the Bible, you did that once before. The universal law is that you reap what you sow. You go in and take somebody else's property, and everywhere that you've taken people's property, you got your stuff taken back from you. That's how it works. So you're in there now, you know, took part of the Palestinian land again, claiming it for your own. You have to, you're going to have to pay for that, you know? Unless you begin to treat the Palestinians as you treat yourself. Now, there's a danger there, too, because it says when the Jews and the Palestinians come together as one, that's when Armageddon is going to take place. So everything is tricky. When you go into the Bible, reading the Bible with the Bible's thought process, you can begin to change things, make things better for everybody. The Bible is one of the most powerful books I've ever read. Once I learned how to read it, before I learned how to read, I'm saying, oh, man, not this book again. But because I read it from cover to cover. I'm doing the same thing again with a different consciousness. And the things you get is like absolutely amazing. So you Yiddish over there who claiming yourself to be Jews, okay, you know that the Hebrews didn't have a Jewish religion. Come on. Let's wake up and smell a coffee. I'm just telling you what's going on. They were Hebrews. There was no Jewish religion. There were Jews. The Jews were one tribe of Israel. Everybody didn't call themselves under the one tribe. That's not how it worked. You know that's not how it worked. I know that's not how it worked. The tribe of Benjamin, one around called themselves Jews. The tribe of the Levites, one run around calling themselves Jews. Now you don't lock you don't put everybody into one little thought process, and that's not how it goes. Okay, now let's do this, because we have to begin to change things around to make things better. Now we can do the empire building, but we can do it as gods, not as men and women. I'm going to say that again because I don't think you heard that. We can do it as gods, not as men and women. What is a god? Now, that's another problem that we have. Everybody got a different concept of God. Some people think they can be an atheist, but you can't be an atheist if you're here walking around the planet because somebody made you. Whoever made you, that's your God. That's the God. You know, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about atheism. Wait a minute. How can you not believe in God? And you're looking at yourself in the mirror. So in reality, there's no such thing as an atheist. You know, you take the word belief out, okay? What God made you? That's the question. Your mother and your father. That's why the book says honor your mother and your father, because they're the gods that brought you here, that brought you into existence. They made you, all right? They made you out of who they were. So when you don't come to me talking that atheist stuff, I mean, that just means that you're unlearned. And that you really don't know. You haven't thought it through yet, you know. You're being manipulated. You become a believer. You have to stop believing in stuff. Do your research, you know. When somebody say, I don't believe you, then let them show you the proof as to why you're wrong, okay. Don't just say, well, I don't believe that. Okay, well, show me the evidence. Show me something, you know. This is what that word belief is, a scapegoat, you know. If you're not a believer, you can say, look, this is wrong because this, and that. Upon my research, this is why it's wrong. It's not about what I believe. It's about the evidence. It's about the facts. Okay? Now, let's think about the term Israel. Oh, my goodness. We're getting a lot of play on that, okay? The whole thing is that when the battle took place, those of you who read the Bible, you know what I'm talking about. When the battle took place and he realized that this person is real. Let me say it again. Let's say that like this. This man is real. That's what was going on, okay? And because of who he was and what he was, okay, and the way the battle took place, he knew that the man is real. So he called him and said, I'm gonna call you Israel because you, the man is real. I said that too many times, but, you know, this whole thing is, it gets out of hand when one group of people want to dominate other groups of people. See, that's evil. That's not how it works. There's only one law in the universe. One law, period. And we've been ducking around it, making rules around it and everything else. The Ten Commandments are all rules based on the one law. You reap what you sow. Don't do to nobody that you don't want done to yourself. Although now, a lot of crazy people out here whipping themselves, beating themselves up with all that kind of stuff. And they like it. I'm just saying, what a time to be alive, right? But it's a magical time, you know? Listen, everybody, all 6 billion people on the planet, you are all God. It didn't say some of you are, well, some of you are God and some, no, it says you are all God. This is the beginning thought process of the Bible. I'm going to introduce you to the thought process of the book. Not what you believe, not what these groups done told you, what God is. Follow what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a wake-up call. All right? You are God. What is a God? A God is a person that knows good and evil, okay, and becomes a designer. Hello? We are designers that know good and evil. That's a God. Now, wait a minute, brother. What do you have to back that up? Think about Adam, the Adam and Eve story, all right? Think about it. When Eve, a little smarter than Adam, that's why she went for the fruit. Oh, it wasn't a fruit, but that's why she went for the tree. Okay. She ate it, gave Adam some, and they both woke up. I said, wait a minute. They woke up how? They became gods, knowing good and evil. And what's the first thing they did when they became gods? They start designing. They designed with leaves and made an apron. Hello? Now, to show you all track later on, they said God made a sheepskin for them. But they became designers, all right? See, once you can see the thought process of the book, everything changes. Your whole outlook on everything changes. People run around, I'm an African, I'm a Greek, and I'm a Roman, and I'm this. No, you're not. You're not. How can you be from something that you made? Think about it. We're all gods. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. Well, if men and women are God, what did we have that we can make planets with? We have some powerful technology back then. And the technology is used all throughout the book. Now, we'll get into that one day, but not today. But that technology is all throughout the book, okay? Just to give you an answer, a thought process that you haven't had. The Garden of Eden. The garden belonged to Eden. Eden was the name of the ship, man. That's why they used Eden to make the rivers. How could Eden make the rivers if it wasn't something powerful enough to bring those rivers into existence? I'm just throwing that out there because we're running around locking ourselves into this little speck of dirt when we belong to the cosmos. Incorporeal energy formed in flesh. The incorporeal being that's roaming around in its flesh suit. That's who you really are. You belong to the cosmos, not this little speck of dirt that we call an earth, which is actually called heaven. Maybe I shouldn't drop so much right now. How are you calling the earth heaven? Everybody that I know of have died and went to heaven. They're in the earth. Come on, man. Let me stop because it's going to I don't want to run nobody away here, but when you get into the Bible's thought process, all right, you begin to see things that they don't want you to see. You begin to know things that they don't want you to know. No one on this planet is better than what you see in that mirror. And nobody on the planet, and you're not better than what you see in the mirror. You follow what I'm saying? Because we're all gods. We all know good. We know good and evil. Come on. You're raised knowing good and evil. You come out your mother's womb knowing good and evil. Come on. You know, when you're walking around and you grab something and your little baby and you grab something that don't work and you fall that on your butt, you say, oh, no, that's not good. I ain't going to grab that no more. That's wisdom. You're born with wisdom. A lot of things, see, this is what I'm saying. They're limiting you to the construct of a male and a female. But the book says you're a God. Now, why is that so important? I'm trying to wake you up to something here. If the book say I'm a God, right? I'm born men and women. Let us make men and women, okay? Who is the us? How do people make men and women? They have sex. They procreate, okay? They procreate. And the children in the first few days, they were making men and women. Before Adam and Eve's story came into existence, their children was on a planet for 1,000 years. Wait a minute. What evidence, what kind of clue do the Bible give that somebody was here before Adam and Eve? Cain slew Abel, and he went out and knew his wife. Where did she come from? Who is this woman that he got? She wasn't out there by herself. There was a villages. There was a lot going on out there. She wasn't just roaming around by herself. He just walked up and meet her. You follow what I'm saying? The book gives you clues, but you can't see what's going on because you have become a believer in the process of the group that you're in. The Bible has its own thought process. And that's what you need to deal with. You're born men and women, not babies, children, teenagers, and all this here crap that they're giving you. You come out your mother's womb as a man or a woman, okay? And you're under nature. That protects you. Nature protects you, okay? And keeps you safe while you're men and women. Once you become gods, you are above nature because you made nature in the first place. Okay? It's like when the child is first start walking, you put them in a crib so they don't hurt themselves. But they don't stay in the crib all the way through. When they get old enough, they step out that crib and start doing what they got to do. Let me say this. I say this almost every show. As men and women, you can go outside, slap your arms, and you're not going to fly like a bird. It's not natural for men and women to fly like a bird. Okay? That's not how it works. But as God, as designers, you want to fly like a bird? You design a plane. You're tired of being on this planet? You design some rocket ships. You leave this thing. So, as men and women, based on what you're doing today, how are you under nature? Okay? They got extremely low frequency machines that manipulate things. They can manipulate the weather. They can manipulate the earth. Okay? They can cause tornadoes. They can cause tsunamis. Okay? They can bring fire and brimstone, okay, on a small island. They can wipe an island out. You think we can't do what was done to Solomon and Gomorrah? Yes, we can. And we have evidence of us doing this because we have gods fighting gods. Each one of us designing things to kill each other off, when that's not how we're supposed to be working. We're supposed to be designing stuff so that we can work together and go out there managing the suns and everything like they're suggesting we're supposed to be doing in Star Trek. You know, we're supposed to be everywhere out there, but we can't get there. We keep blowing each other up and killing each other. Something has to change. And what has to change is that person in the mirror, like Michael Jackson said, talking about the man in the mirror. That's what has to change. If you're going to fix the killing and the murders out there in the street, you have to stop the community-based systems and turn them into village-based systems. Get these parents out here talking to each other. Meet and greet. Knock on each other's door, go to each other's houses, stuff like that. Elohim, five tribes, society of love. What I mean by the five tribes? Black, brown, red, yellow, white. Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm on the air now. I'll be saying a lot of stuff. I don't know how long they're going to let me stay on the air, but I'm out here rumbling, okay? Each tribe had 2,000 years to rule. This was decided by E.T., okay? I'm saying E.T., but E.T. is actually y'all. This was decided. Black tribe ruled for 2,000 years. They didn't do too good a job, okay? Brown tribe ruled for 2,000. Each tribe ruled for 2,000 years, and the tribes was trying to dominate the other tribe. That's not how it's supposed to work. That's why the Bible was given to you. That's why we sent these people who have a high consciousness to write things down so that you'll better understand what the heck you're doing, okay? The Christ consciousness, some people call it the universal mind. I'm going to be saying these things over, I'll be like a commercial, okay? Over and over, I'll be saying this stuff, you know? Every time you turn on the TV, Coke is a real thing, Coke is a real thing. Yeah, over and over to remind you, you know what I mean? What's real? You is real, okay? Now we're talking about Israelites. You is real. He is real. She is real. We are real. Come on, I'm bringing you back to Israel. Who is real? We are. We are real. This little guy they got sitting up there on a seat someplace looking down at you, he is not real, okay? Israel is real. He is real. I keep saying it. I'm going to say this a few times because you're not hearing this stuff out there, okay? This is what's going on. We got to take Deuteronomy, make everybody on the planet chosen. Recognize people for the gods that they are. They're designers. Your children in school with the thought process that they can design their lives one day and be whatever they want. Nothing can stop a designer from designing the type of life that they want but themselves. The greatest threat to your success is what's in the mirror. Okay, period. And don't be confused about what they call a beauty out there. The most beautiful, handsomest person on the planet is in your mirror, okay? They can't be a 10 if it's not your twin. I'm saying these things. Come on, man. You run around, white folks getting Botox to make the lips bigger, black folks getting surgery to make the lips smaller, cutting their nose off, white folks. It's crazy out there, you know? You're beautiful just like you are. You don't have to change a thing. We burn in our hair and make it long, and some people letting their hair grow without washing so they can have lots. You know, my white folks are growing lots, too. They can grow them. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Fall in love with what's in that mirror. Fall in love with you. What you have is great, you know? Some of the designs that the sisters can make with these naturals, it's amazing, okay? And what the hairdresser can do with some of these European-style hair, it's amazing. Fall in love with who you are. love what you have, because what you have is enough to conquer anything. You don't need no more than what you have, okay? You was born with enough. You were born men and women, and you're growing into your godhood, which means that you're becoming a designer, and you know right from wrong. You know right from wrong. All this stuff that these so-called Republicans are doing to people, they know that's wrong. They know doggone well they're not supposed to be doing that, but they're doing it anyway. Why? Because somebody is not telling them that they're going to reap what they sow. They're going to have to pay for this. And all the atrocities that the so-called Europeans, you know, because all Europeans aren't Caucasian, okay? All Caucasian ain't Caucasian, because, you know, you have black people coming from the Caucasus Mountains as well. Look, they got history so screwed up. We don't know which way is up, which way is down. But I'm just dropping the information because, let me say this here, okay? You used to live on Mars. Hello? You used to live on Mars. All five tribes were up there, okay? And when the war started, all right, it got to the point that our power was so strong, like our power is getting strong now. The power was so strong that when we did go to war, we totaled, we destroyed the face of the planet. We had to get out of there. We came here. For some evidence of this, go on Google. Look up the Lemurians. Look them up. These are the people that were here before Atlantis, you know, based on the story that they're telling. What you need to do, based on the flow of the Christ consciousness, you need to go back into the Dogons story, okay? They had the oral tradition, the oral work of Christ, Christ consciousness. Let me say it like this here, okay? Because, or the Dogons weren't talking about Jesus. Let me let you know what's going on right now. And the first written stories of Christ was Isis and Osiris. They spelled the K-R-S-T when they're dealing with the mummies and stuff. Okay? You can go look some, you can look this stuff up. I'm just sending you in a different direction than what these believers have you going into so we can stop acting so stupid. I shouldn't say stupid. That's not a very good word. But we cannot act against our own interest, against who we really are. So you need to know who you are, okay? Know thyself. Who is thyself? Thyself is the designer. You can design your life to be anything you want, period. You know what I mean? You got a lot of blockage put out there for you so that it makes it difficult for you to get where you're going. But you can get there. It's all mental. If you decide you want to go, go. Do what you have to do to get there. You can get there, okay? Now, we're talking about the flow of the Christ consciousness. I want to go through that. I really want to say that every show so it can start to sink in. Ogons, Isis and Osiris, that's the first written concept of the Christ consciousness. Then it went to Amira, wondering why you said Amen after all your prayers. It went to Amira, then it went to Upanishad. You need to check them out. That's Hindu traditions and stuff. Then it went to Buddha. From Buddha, it went to Jesus of Nazareth. From Jesus, it went to Muhammad. After Muhammad, that's it. Our consciousness is so high that we don't need a person to come and teach you no more. We need to link up with the universal consciousness or the Christ consciousness, ask questions. And whatever you ask these questions, it's going to come back to you. And what the church, what the groups are doing, because I say church, I'm just saying groups. I don't want to single out one particular group. But what the groups are doing is manipulating your mind so there's certain questions you don't ask. How can you get an answer to a question that's never asked? Think about that. The books say ask, and it shall be given unto you, but you don't know what to ask. Okay? Psalm 82, you are all gods. Here's the question. Why would the book think some old broken down, run down person like me would be a god? That's a good question. And that's a question you need an answer for. You know what I'm saying? But you're not going to ask that question if you don't accept the fact that the books say you are God. Now, if you want to keep living as men and women, that's fine. Women can't teach. They can't do this, can't do that. Women can't, you know? But once you upgrade from that woman and go beyond nature into God, there's no restrictions on you. The only restriction that you have is the universal law of what you sow. Everything is set up like that. That's science. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction. That's science. But they take the reap what you sow out because that's the moral implication of science. Don't do anything to people that you don't want done to you. You made a doggone big old bomb to drop on somebody. Do you want somebody dropping bombs on you? Why are you making bombs to drop on somebody else? You don't do, okay, to anybody what you don't want done to yourself, okay? I'm not going to deal with this guy's wife. I don't want him to mess with my wife, you know? This is where the laws come from, okay? We're talking about Moses, the Mosaic law, you follow what I'm saying? These laws come from the universe, from the one universal law of reap what you sow. That's where all the rules and regulations are made up for, made up from, okay? Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Well, here's the question. Who is the Lord your God? Okay? Who made you? That's your God. You was made by God. Honor your mother and father. That's who made you. There's no such thing as an atheist, and you stand here looking in the mirror. Somebody made you, man. That's your God. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you don't believe in your God. Belief ain't got nothing to do with it. You're standing here, the people that made you right here are feeding you cornflakes in the morning. I mean, your God is taking care of you every day. You know what I'm saying? And you come up, well, I don't believe in God. See what I'm saying? You have fallen into the belief nonsense. That's why I say belief nonsense. Okay? Somebody say, if you tell somebody something they don't think is true, it's not a question of whether they believe it or not. Go do some research and check it out. Oh, well, I don't believe that. Why don't you believe it? Go look something up. Then come back and say you don't believe it. Well, I don't believe it because the evidence points to so-and-so, da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay? Now, the reason for you to use that term belief. Some people just throw that term belief out there because, hey, this don't make sense. Well, they're right. If something don't make sense to you, you know, research it. Check it out. Go look stuff up. You got the internet out there, and you ain't got much longer on the internet because they're changing things around on the internet, too. I'm telling you, they're changing things around on the internet right now. I Googled who owned the Federal Reserve, and it came up that the Federal Reserve was controlled by Congress and the Senate. Okay, then I found out that the three branches of the service are actually controlled by Britain. Hello, that's a wake-up call. We are a colony of Britain. That's why some of these Republicans, you know what I mean? I understand what they're going through. Some of the Republicans don't want the federal government to get too much power because they worry about the federal government taking over the states. We got two countries here, the United States and the United States of America. Hello? The United States of America is owned by Britain. The federal government is owned by Britain because we did not win the war that George Washington started. We didn't win that war. We lost. If you don't believe me, read the Treaty of 1812. I'm just dropping some information on you right now. And you'll see that we lost. Okay, 1776, this is going to be a bombshell for most of you out there. 1776 is not a celebration of our independence. It's a celebration of white independence from black. Hello? black, brown, red, and yellow. We had a global empire out there, global. That's why if you go back a certain distance in history, the whites weren't in a nobility position. You had brown, you had blacks, you had yellow, and you had red in nobility positions, in positions of authority and power. Follow what I'm saying? We talk about King James. There was a black King James. He was a king. Nobility. There was rulers in Europe. Nobility. We had a global empire. The America was a very powerful situation. They attacked America 5 times before they were able to conquer. I'm telling you, they didn't just jump up all day. One day, Christopher Columbus come here, we knocked off the Americas. No, it didn't work that way. Even the some of the African tribes come through here trying to knock off the Americas over here. And they met these fighters with these strong bows. They couldn't beat them, you know? I'm just saying, you can go back and look this stuff up. We only got about 4 minutes here. Let me slow my roll down here for a minute. But remember, we need to bring the villages back. Community-based systems aren't working, okay? The Bible is a very powerful book, and we can take that book and rebuild these empires because the planet is a paradise. The problem is man's inhumanity to man. We have to get the man and women concept out of our minds. And we have to deal with each other like the gods that we are. Okay? You think just because you're making rocket ships right now that the other gods can't make rocket ships? Other gods can't make nuclear weapons? Come on. The problem right now is the white tribe, their time of rule is up, and they can feel it coming. But what we need to do is that all 5 tribes need to work together to stabilize the planet so that we can go get off the planet and do what Captain Kirk and him allegedly and was supposed to be doing out there, you know? This whole thing is very interesting. We're going to have to table it for now because we're just about out of time. I like doing a search here before we do run out of time. I have walked the path. I walk the path, following the law of reap what you sow, and I eagerly embrace all that I have done today to come back to me. Okay? So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay? I am Elohim Christ. I'm out here. I'm going to be out here. I can't be out here as much as I want because circumstances are changing things around, but that's okay. When I go in the air, I'm going to give the date. I'm going to give the date that I'm on the air so that you know this is the latest broadcast and you'll be able to get some of the broadcasts as you go. If you tune in to Blog Talk, Blog Talk's doing a pretty good job. I suggest if you want to get on the air, you know, check Blog Talk Radio out. I'm giving them a plug today. You know what I mean? So with that, just remember that love is the act to make others feel good. The villages are broken. We need to come away from community-based systems and start bringing back the village again. How do we start? It starts with the I. I have to go out and meet the people on the block, meet everybody, you know, just to introduce myself. This is what I have to do. Come in, find out if they got children, get their phone number. So if I see their children out there doing something they got my been doing, I can call them, yo, Mr. Green Pepper, your child is out here acting a fool, you know? And Mr. Green Pepper can come out and straighten his child out. You know what I'm saying? And that child will know, hey, man, people are calling my folks on me, man. I can't just do anything out here like I used to, you know? And with that, this is your brother, Elohim, signing off. And you'll be hearing from me as soon as possible, okay? Much love, guys.